Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
$0.10 per gallon on Shell V Power Nitro Plus.
I did.
One minute. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me remind you, within every market, there are tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. Remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1990. Celebration time, as we always do on Ron Siegel Radio. And I love this one. It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day today. Yum. I got to get a sound effect for yum. This is probably not the one that I wanted. Ah, yum. National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Got to get this lined up here. We've got a great sound clip that came from Hillary Clinton yesterday. So it's kind of what you just heard in the background there. I will get that corrected here momentarily. Markets today, they're the bond market. Well, we're seeing some strong movement in the bond market simply because of a couple economic numbers. For some reason, there are people that still want to believe that our economy is doing just splendid. It's amazing how many folks I hear from on that topic every single day. Weekly jobless claims rose. 269,000 people filed first-time jobless claims just last week. And what does Hillary Clinton have to say about that?
Friends, I'm telling you right now, we're going to write fairer rules for the middle class, and we are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
Yes. That's what she's been saying right along. She's going to raise taxes on the middle class as we see 269,000 people losing their jobs. Think about that one. 269,000 people losing their jobs. And Mrs. Clinton tells us she's going to raise taxes on the middle class. Just what we really need, isn't it? I think I've got a friend who has a comment for that.
Ow!
Yeah, not good. Now, we also saw the mortgage market survey number. The Freddie Mac mortgage market survey number came out. 30-year fixed rate loans, 3.43%. The Challenger Gray number of upcoming layoffs. These are the bigger companies that have to announce in advance that they're going to be laying off people. That number came in higher as well. But I'm sure they probably ask the same question that I ask. How is it that we have 269,000 people file first-time unemployment claims, and we range right around there, 250 to 280,000 people every month filing first-time unemployment claims. And then we come out, which will come tomorrow, a number that's going to tell us how many people the public sector, private sector jobs created is going to come in probably around 180,000 for the month. Yet the government tells us that that is something to be excited about. Unbelievable.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, I would want to find out that same information, Mr. President. And yet we still see that Mrs. Clinton comes out and says that she wants to raise taxes on the middle class. And I can't do an impersonation. I'm not very good at voice impersonations. So I will share this with you one more time.
I'm telling you right now, we're going to write fairer rules for the middle class, and we are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
Yep, there it is, firsthand. Moving right along. I got to get into something that's a little bit more interesting and exciting to talk about. Did you see the tribute from the Dallas Cowboys for the slain officers in Dallas? Found this very fascinating. I was watching a story from Stephen A. Smith, and I am not a big fan of Mr. Smith's, but he really knocked this one out of the park, I believe. He came in and he talked about the idea that the Cowboys came out arm in arm with the police chief in Dallas in their billion-dollar stadium, and they promote the idea of the problems that they've had, the supporting of the police officers, supporting of the families of those fallen officers. Unbelievable. I agree with that 100%. But here's the issue that I have with most sports. And you can't talk about the NBA because that's not, you know, that's number one. It's a rigged league, and you've got a bunch of babies playing in it who, if you touch them, they cry. And, you know, it's just not. And then they support those who are the hoodlums amongst the society. So I you know, you can't talk logic when you're talking about the NBA. But some of the other sports, the Dallas Cowboys, and again, I think this was great watching what they did. But how about a little demonstration showing that what they've done is leading by example? So many places we don't see the leadership by example. We don't see that players are acting off the field the way they're suggesting the rest of us act on the field. And that was what Mr. Smith's comments were in this video or in his commentary. He went through a whole litany of items where Dallas Cowboy players are getting themselves in trouble with the law. NFL players consistently getting themselves in trouble with the law. Now, I know it's a small percentage of the overall player count. We got to get away from that because these people are those who are watching what's going on. These people are the role models for our kids, our grandkids. We got to stop this kind of stuff. Unbelievable. You know, let's act the what we, I guess the best term is practice what we preach. Just a thought there for the Cowboys to consider. And again, like I say, I'm not a fan of Mr. Smith, Stephen A. Smith, but I think he knocked it out of the park on that one. Great commentary. I shared the whole video on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. If you didn't catch that, check it out. Orange County Register, another one. They probably got this article from the taxing mayor of Anaheim. And I don't mean that he's stressful taxing. He loves to tax everybody for everything. But I see another article, millionaire sports team owners should pay for their own stadiums. And I don't know why they put this in the sports section. It should be in the op-ed or fantasy sections because this is just somebody that does not understand business. Again, it's interesting that they put this, it's attributed to OC Register, Justin Haskins, executive editor of Heartland Institute. I don't know who this Heartland Institute is. But let's see if we can try and talk about this one more time, and maybe we can get people to understand why it is in the consumer, the taxpayer's best interest to have some of these stadiums, even if you're paying for the stadium from tax money. It's very much the same as Anaheim just passed, I think next Friday, a week from tomorrow, we've got one of the city council people coming on from the city of Anaheim. We've got a representative that helped promote this concept of paying from the transit tax to incentivize business to come to the community. Why would we do that? Why would you do this with stadiums? Let's think about this. The stadium, it's just called supply and demand. It's called free market. Free market. Think about that. Okay, I got to get off my soapbox, but I got to talk to you about this. When you have a city like Anaheim, a city like San Diego, this article happened to be talking about Oakland, where it's going to cost $500 million to $1 billion to build a stadium. You've got some of these hotels, four-star hotels, five-star hotels going into areas. Why should the cities get involved in that? We're going to talk about it, being that I can't do it right now. We'll talk about it when we follow coming back from the break. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we will talk about business 101, supply, demand, incentives, all that. Thinking of selling your house, we'll talk to you about the picking the right agent. Surprising ways to use a reverse mortgage. Should you use a reverse mortgage? Americans on the verge of financial ruin. We'll talk about that as well. And that Freddie Mac 3.43 mortgage market 30-year fixed rate survey rate. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. During the break, I was just made aware that I blew it. Well, sort of. Not only is today National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, it is also National White Wine Day. Cheers. I think I'll be taking the afternoon off today, so I just figured I would let you know. National White Wine Day. So go have a, I don't know if chocolate chip cookies go with white wine. We'll have to check with Robert Mott about that one later today. Maybe, I don't know. I'm gonna post it on Facebook. We'll see if Robert will chime in. We'll tag him in a note in there to see if we can get some good information from him about that today. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. And let's see if we can get you the true equity position of your home. I'm sure one of the real estate professionals will have that for you. So the question today, are you thinking about selling your house? I would recommend you better pick the right agent. Just heard this one. I was chatting with an agent early this morning. He was actually on the East Coast, so it made it very easy for me to have a chat with. And he was making a comment that one of the biggest issues he has, or one of the comments that he hears from people, is that they've got a relative in the business, and they might not want to list unless it's with that relative who is in the business. So let's talk about that. Very, very simple concept there. You have a relative in the business. I am going to suggest to you, yeah, maybe you want to think about a business decision. Are you looking, when you're thinking about selling a house, your house, big financial decision, you're talking about hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars, and are you looking to help somebody out, or are you looking to make a business decision? If the answer is you're looking to make a business decision, I highly recommend you give us a call at 800-306-1990, and let me introduce you to one or two real estate professionals in your neighborhood that might be beneficial for you to talk to. If you want to help somebody out, well, give them some of the extra money that you're going to get when you sell your house because of using a professional. Just a thought for you. More and more sellers are stepping back, taking a look at the advice real estate professionals give them, and asking themselves whether they can trust that advice, a big, big question. And that is exactly what they should be doing. They should be questioning. Most important question you can ask when you're choosing a real estate agent is whether you feel you can trust them. You must know that they're giving you great advice and that they're going to be able to help you accomplish your family's goals. You must trust your listing agent to allow them to handle the liquidation of possibly the largest asset your family has. Help set the market value of that asset. Get you the right price. If you're listing at way too much money, it's not going to do you any good, but you're going to end up selling less than market value in most instances. Set the timetable for liquidation of that asset. Set a fair fee for the services required to liquidate that asset. All four of these require a tremendous amount of trust. They're going to sell your prized possession. Set its value, set a time schedule as to when your family will be able to move, and determine the fee that you're going to pay to get those three things accomplished. You have to trust your agent enough to allow them to help you and your family reach your dreams. That is the real-time real estate segment today, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR 79564. That's the one that'll get you to the real estate professionals. PEAR gets you to the real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So before the break, we were chatting a bit about the concept of helping or contributing to a professional or to a billionaire, millionaire, multimillionaire building a stadium. And I want to suggest a couple of things here because this is important for you to understand. You are not doing it, if you get involved in this, doing it for the benefit of that millionaire or billionaire. We get involved in this as taxpayers for the benefit of us, you and me. We don't do that. The article in the Orange County Register today is about Mark Davis and him getting involved in this. and wanting the city of Oakland to put up, I think, $500 million toward the stadium. And I'm going to suggest to you that the issue is not about Mark Davis, because between you and me, he's done well. I'm glad for him. It doesn't affect my family one way or the other. Look at the same thing. If we talk about here in Southern California with the Angels and Artie Moreno, we talk about San Diego building stadiums. The issue is not about giving money to these billionaires and millionaires to build a stadium. It's about us. And not as sports fans. I'm talking from business. I talk business and finance all the time. When we put our tax dollars into these stadiums, when we put a rebate of a transit tax for building a hotel benefit of us, why? How does it benefit us? Well, think about it. If we don't build the stadium in San Diego, if the Angels don't stay in Anaheim, if the Raiders don't stay in Oakland, they move to another city. The cities get revenue from these stadiums being there. They get jobs from these stadiums. The jobs create people going out and buying things. They have shipments coming into the stadiums. That means that there's companies and businesses moving transportation, moving goods and services, moving food, beer, cups, plates, napkins, all of these things. We don't think about that stuff. It all has to come into the stadium. Then we think about brand recognition. The city of Anaheim, the city of San Diego, the city of Oakland gets brand recognition by the teams that are there. So people say, you know something, I think I might go follow the team. I have a friend of mine he lives in Southern California, lives in Orange County. He's a Cincinnati Bengals fan. I have another friend of mine that lives in the Coachella Valley. He is a Seattle Seahawks fan. They both fly to the stadiums to see their favorite teams. Now, I know not everybody has that luxury, that they're not blessed enough to do those kind of things. But these folks do it. When they fly to Cincinnati, or they fly to Dallas to see a Cincinnati game, or they fly to Seattle, or they fly wherever that stadium is, they're getting hotel revenue. Now, if you're going to fly to Cincinnati from Orange County to see a team, if you're going to follow the Chargers to wherever, to Kansas City to watch the game, you've got a level of financial wherewithal that you're probably going to stay in a nicer hotel. Just a guess. You're probably not going to see Tom Baudet. You're probably not going to see Tom Baudet. You're going to stay in a nicer place. When you do so, you're paying money there. The city then gets either all of or a portion of that hotel tax. Okay, so they rebate some of it to the hotel chain. I don't care again about the hotel chain. But the net portion of it is going to go to a portion of it is going to go to the city. That helps with our infrastructure. That helps with our services. That helps with our general fund. That helps with our budget. That helps us put police officers, firefighters. It gives us different services that the cities provide. So I don't care about the billionaires, the owners. I look at it from a selfish standpoint. I hope you will also look at it from a selfish standpoint. Now, the mayor of Anaheim, he looks at it and says, well, if I don't contribute, they're going to build here anyway. Well, maybe, but maybe not. Maybe they're going to decide that they can go wherever they want because they're being courted by another city that understands economics. They understand business. They understand the idea that if we give these people an incentive to build in our city, our community, bring jobs to us. They bring other enterprises because there are small businesses that service all of these big corporations. Disney, they got a big benefit that the city extended the moratorium on a ticket tax. Well, that ticket tax, what couldn't be just against Disney? It was going to go against high school football games. So when Disney won that battle, a lot of others benefited as well. The community benefited. Now Disney decides, okay, we're going to spend $1.5 billion on building. Who did they hire? Local construction people. They used local companies to bring in the wood, to bring in the metal, to bring in whatever they need. I don't know how to build. But all of these things are coming from businesses that have to be serviced locally. You can't use a Chicago trucking company to make a delivery They've got to have a driver that's local to the community. If they're going to build a stadium in San Diego, they've got to get steel somewhere. It's got to be delivered locally. It's not something that can be outsourced. That's jobs for the community. Think about these things. And if you want to talk about more, you got a different opinion, text me or you can Facebook me. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, surprising ways to use a reverse mortgage. 1 in 4 Americans on the verge of financial ruin. The Freddie Mac 30-year fixed rate interest. The mortgage market survey, 3.43% was announced this morning. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. You have, think about this, interesting. You're 62 years of age or older. You have equity in your property, and you haven't got a reverse mortgage. Now, here's the question I would ask. Do you like the idea of making monthly mortgage payments? Well, if you get a reverse mortgage, it's optional. You can make them if you want to, but you don't have to. And it will, without question, protect some of your assets. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Obviously, we have Jay Kaplan comes in and shares with me on a regular basis. We talk about the reverse mortgage, but I saw this article, and I thought I would share a little bit of with you, even though Jay's not in today, but some surprising ways to use a reverse mortgage was the concept of this. And there's quite a few of them. There's quite a few for you to think about. The idea is, number one, you have to be 62 years of age or older. You've got to have equity in your property. But beyond that, number one is the obvious one. Paying off an existing mortgage is an easy one to understand that you can do that with a reverse mortgage. Then you've got the ability of replacing a home equity line of credit. So maybe you've went and you paid off your house over the years, and you took out a line of credit, a home equity line of credit, just so that you would have options in case you needed it. But a home equity line of credit, HELOC as it's known, can be reduced or frozen. When you've got the reverse mortgage, they don't reduce them. They don't freeze them. In fact, we've talked to Jay about this. They increase on an annual basis. How about using it to protect your non-residential portfolio? That's an interesting concept, to protect your non-residential portfolio. So how does that work? Well, when the market goes up, everything's all fun and games and nice and pretty. But the issue comes up about what happens when the market goes down. You still have to live. Well, think about this. If instead of selling stock the month that the market goes down, you pull some equity out of your property, you just write a check from that standby that in your line of credit on your reverse mortgage, you write a check for your household expenses. Then when it's appropriate, then when you decide, not when the market decides, when the market's gone back up, that's when you sell or liquidate your monthly plan on securities. Not when the market, not because you have to, it's because you want to. Big, big difference right there. How about funding a future long-term care or, again, taking a check every month, maybe. I'm not a big fan of the monthly check that they send you. I know they like that idea, but I'd rather you write a check. Number one, it forces you to have some interaction with the check, right? I mean, you're going to make a conscientious business decision to write the check. So instead of saying, okay, I need $1,500 every month, but maybe this month I only need $1,000. If you're thinking about it, you might write the check for just $1,000. You leave the rest in there unless you need it. Just a concept, because maybe next month or the month after you need $2,000 and it balances out for you, but you're not paying interest on money that you really don't need. Or maybe the stock market skyrocketed and you can pull a little extra out. Or here's one of the biggies that I probably shouldn't get this one yet, because it might be on one of the next pages here that I'm looking at. Oh, yeah, we talked about this yesterday. Create a Social Security bridge. So think about this one. We know that if you, the different on with Social Security, you can start taking it at age 62. But that's going to be, they're going to diminish your Social Security payments. Your full retirement age is 66, 67 years old, depending upon when you were born. Every year before that, up through age 62, your benefit for life diminishes by 8%. Every year after that, until age 70, it increases by 8%. So think about this. Take your reverse mortgage and live off of that, and do not take your Social Security. Then when your Social Security starts coming in, you can either live off of it, pay money back towards your reverse mortgage, and take the tax benefit. And again, I'm not a tax professional, but when you talk to your tax people, they will understand these issues as long as you make them aware that they should be looking into it. Managing taxes is another one. Pay Roth conversion taxes. You can use this. Convert your IRA to a Roth IRA so you stop the tax liability that's going forward. Maybe you want to just buy a new home. You can use a reverse mortgage to buy a new home rather than using all the proceeds of the sale of an existing home. That's another one of the big benefits for you. And you know, there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of benefits. You got to talk. And one of the things I want you to make sure you are aware of, because this is something that I still hear all the time. And it's a shame that I hear it all the time, but I get people that'll call me and they say, yeah, but they're going to take my house from me, right? I'm not going to have anything to leave to my kids. A reverse mortgage is nothing more than a lien on your property. You are still required to pay your property taxes. You're still required to maintain your liability insurance on the property. You do not have to take a draw against it if you don't want to. Pay it off anytime you want to. You can pay it partially anytime you want to. There's no prepayment penalty on it. You can buy and sell the property. It is your property. When you pass, it goes into your estate just like any other asset. And the equity position is handled through your trust. Yeah, I said trust, because if you don't have a trust, you need one. Just a concept right there. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So today we did have the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey came out, and Freddie Mac's rate, 3.43%. Now, here's a big issue. Take a look at the points. I had a conversation yesterday with a gentleman that was comparing some of the rates that he's seeing and thinking about the concept of what it's costing. Oh, it's no cost, Ron. Okay, what's the rate? 3.875 with 0.625 points. Okay, what do you think that 625 points goes to? Well, it can go either to bring the rate down or paying fees. That's what it's for. This particular project or file, they were looking at $2,600 in points. Now, do I think points are bad? No. There is definitely a time and a place to use points. You can maximize your benefit of your refinance, your restructuring through usage of points. So I think in some instances, it can be quite good. Use them wisely. You know, I'm looking right now with what's gone on in interest rates. And remember when I told you the mortgage market survey, 3.43% 30-year fixed rate Freddie Mac? That survey was done between Monday and Wednesday. It's reported Thursday morning. Most of the survey is done on Monday. So today we're seeing rates being even better than they were then. So if you haven't looked at it, and here's what I mean by that. They're better than then. Just so you'll give you a little point of reference. If a $400,000 loan, and I just use 400 because it's an easy round number. $400,000 loan, if you had a 4.25, maybe well, I'm going to do it even better for you. I'm going to look up and say that last year at this time, the Freddie Mac rate was 3.91. Today it's 3.43. So we can use that as a equal spread. You may not get the same rate, but you may have the same spread. The difference between 3.91 and 3.43, roughly, what's it, about a half a point? The difference there is $108 a month. $108 a month. Think about now here's what I want you to understand when we talk about $108 a month is what does that mean to you and your family when we start looking at that over the life of the loan? Because $108 a month, you could sometimes you look at them and you just say, okay, it's not a lot of money. And, you know, maybe to you, $108 a month isn't a lot of money. Some people, it is a lot of money. But what does $40,000 mean to you? Because when you talk about $108 a month, it comes out to $39,016.71 over the life of a 30-year loan. $39,000 over $39,000. Now, does that mean anything to you? If it does, you really need to be looking at what's going on and what is your family situation. And again, I'm talking about the difference. That's just a $400,000 loan. If your property is twice that, one and a half times that, whatever your number is, think about it. If you can save $39,000, put it in your retirement account. Maybe watch that grow a little bit. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, 1 in 4 Americans on the verge of financial ruin. I wonder if they're saving $108 a month or if they've looked into it. We will chat about it. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And remember, if you miss part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. One of the area trusted professionals will reach out to you. And all you need to do, well, actually, it's not, they're not going to call you. You're going to call them. What's going to happen is it's very simple. You're going to complete a 2-3 minute online survey. Well, let us know who you want to meet. Do you want to meet a CPA, tax planner, estate planner, insurance, CPA, bankruptcy attorney, divorce attorney, real estate professional, mortgage professional, credit repair, all part of that ATP program, the Erie Trust Professionals? Text ATP to 79564, and we'll get that all put together for you. Absolutely. No charge. 1 in 4 Americans on the verge of financial ruin. That was a report that came out from MarketWatch. Rich keep getting richer. Rest of us aren't so lucky. It's a survey done by Bankrate.com, and nearly 1 in 4 Americans have credit card debt that exceeds their emergency fund or savings, and that's partially because many people, in addition to their debt, don't have a dime in their emergency fund at all. Another Bankrate survey released earlier this year found that 29% of Americans have no emergency savings at all. 29% of Americans, no emergency savings at all. So what does that mean? What does that mean to you? Got to correct that problem. We never have, there's no reservation for problems. There's no reservation for issues coming up in our lives. And just to give you a little bit of a sharing right there, let's think about these things. How do we save money? How do we clear this debt? How do we unlock a hidden bank account? Well, very, very simple. Many people have equity in their property. And yet, I often wonder, okay, you got a boatload of equity in your property, and I get it. That's a good thing. Some people it is, anyway. Some people even see it as good. I'm not a big fan all the time, because if you've got a lot of equity, you got to start looking and saying, okay, what are the alternatives? Do I have a home equity line of credit? And am I paying 5.99% interest on that home equity line of credit? Okay. Do I have auto loans? Am I paying 5%, 6%, 10% on auto loans? It's a fairly common number for people to be paying that kind of money on auto loans. What about credit card debt? The average American household has over $15,000 in credit card debt. How about student loans? We're seeing a lot of folks, but they've got household equity. How can that be? How can that come out that way? Well, here's one of the issues that we look at is people say, I've got a great interest rate on my house, but so I don't want to refinance and I don't want to pay off all this debt. I've got two issues with it. I don't want to bring my credit, my house payment up. Okay, I don't want to bring that interest rate up. I've got a good interest rate already, and I don't want to convert that four-year, five-year auto loan into a 30-year mortgage. So let's take each of those issues and let's talk about them. First off, by putting your auto, credit card, and student loan debt and consolidating that into your home loan, you're taking a potentially, now you got to talk to your tax people, potentially non-tax deductible expenses and putting them into a vehicle that may be tax deductible. That should be a good thing to you, unless you like paying taxes. If you do, please pay mine. But if you don't, let's see how we can get away from it. So say you had a 4% home loan and you've got all the other typical debts that people have. Your total debt package is almost $4,000 a month when you pay your mortgage, your home equity line of credit, you pay the credit card debt, student loan debt. You're looking at almost $4,000 a month. Now, if you do that, then what happens when you go and consolidate all of this debt? What does your blended rate interest rate come out to? Well, your blended rate, if you take typical debt, and I'm going to run this real quick because we don't have a lot of time, but say you've got a 4% home loan and you're paying 5% on that home equity line of credit. You get one car at 5%, 4.95, whatever you want to call it. One car at 5%, one car at 6%, and credit card debts ranging from 19 to 29% interest. Student loan debt at 7%. Blended rate is 5.16% interest. 5.16 is what you're really paying. You are not paying 4% that the home loan is. That's just one component of it. Think about that. Now, let's say you get a new home loan, and you could probably do this right now today at 4%, and the team has a August special with no lender fees. Maybe you qualify for less, but I'm just going to use a round number, say 4%, educational purposes only. You're going to save about $1,200 a month. $1,200 a month. Now, if you could save $1,200 a month, Do you know what that means when you're talking about a 30-year loan? That's over $400,000 saved. Now, if you take that $1,200 a month and increase your principal payment, increase your monthly mortgage payment by that same amount, you're going to pay your house off in no time, because the home loan, right now, you're only paying $1,900 a month total. If you pay an extra $1,200 toward that, do you know how long that's going to be? Do you know how much money that's going to save you? Do you realize you're going to bring that those payments way, way down? So you're not going to be taking that four-year car loan and making it into a 30-year loan. It's probably going to be a 17-year, maybe even less. But your house is going to be paid off in 17, too, because that already was a 30-year loan. Think about that concept. What if you took out a 4% loan and you also had mortgage insurance on it? You know, an FHA loan that you did maybe a half a year or a year ago. Seeing a lot of these people calling us. They had a 4% FHA loan. They pay an extra 0.85 in their mortgage insurance each month. And then you start looking at it, okay, well, what is that doing to your household debts? What is that doing to these payments? What happens then if I get rid of that and can go down to a 4% loan? You see, a 4% loan plus a 0.85 or 0.8 mortgage insurance is not a 4% loan. It's a lot more. It's costing you more every month. So even if you had to raise the interest rate a little bit to get rid of that extra 0.8 every month or 0.85 every month, you are still better off. You're saving money. That's what this is all about. See, it doesn't do me any good to come on here and preach to you. I just tell you the numbers. It's all about you. Just like I said earlier in the broadcast when I was talking about the Colosseums and things like that, if you're looking at the Colosseum, and you're looking at that from your individual standpoint, that number is, it's the numbers that are in there. I don't care about the Colosseum. What I care about is, how does that affect you? How does that affect your family? Where does that money go to? When we talk about this same thing, the interest rates, it's not about anything, but it's about you. It's about your family, your budget. How do you save that money? And then what do you do with that money from a long-term planning perspective? That's the whole issue right here, is getting rid of mortgage insurance because you've got equity and paying attention to these things. You have to pay attention to what's going on in the marketplace. If you have an opportunity to save money, no one's going to. Do you think if you're with one of those big banks, do you think if you call them up and say, you know, or the other way around, do you think they're going to call you up and say, Mr. Smith, you've got a 6% interest rate and I think you can save money there? No. Calling you? They don't have to. They're still getting your money every month. Take personal responsibility. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. If you want to save that money, if you want to examine it, understand it, call me, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.